Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by STEM, bug killers and mosquito repellents rooted in nature, optimized by science.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hey, y'all.
What's up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Dee Dee.
And this is the Oprah Rose Show.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Again, wow. In New York.
I'm like dancing. If y'all watching on YouTube, you see me.
Like, if you're watching on the tube, that's Ewing. Like, as you should be.
I don't know.
Yes,
Ewing.
I don't know.
The dogs
y'all have
been cranking these episodes out.
Absolutely. I hope y'all been
enjoying
them.
Just giving a little engine that could.
I mean, I told you, I think I'm getting sick. Like, we are cranking them out. Like, we're here. We're getting the things done.
Yeah.
Very excited to be still in studio with the dolls.
I know. We were just giving you your flowers the last episode about the hospitality. I'm trying to appreciate combine two words into one, child. That's how excited I am.
Do that all the time. You know, let's just get to the point.
It's like, slow down, sister.
Yeah, get to the point. That's me all the
slow
time.
Slow down, sister.
No, I love having y'all here.
Yeah.
I wish we could do
it's
it more.
It's been great. I know. I miss it.
Yeah. It's the one thing about New York that, not necessarily that I miss, but like you just don't get anywhere else, is that you can keep the night going.
Oh,
and
for
it's
sure.
Like easy
you
to
can
keep
do like eight going. Things
right.
in a day.
Right.
Oh, so many things.
Like I think anywhere else in the world, it's like you got about 2-3 places max.
Which I kind of love. I mean, I tap out very easily. I think I know when I was saying it last week, when my social media runs out, like... Mm-hmm. Mine is run out a lot.
I feel like you easier. Got a massive social meter though. Mine really be running out.
Oh, you be like, where's
the
seat?
I be over it.
Well, I'm gonna go sit down over here.
Mm, yeah, I'd but I feel like it. Within reason. Like you're carrying a don't. You are a trooper, first of all, to be with child and being like that. I probably wouldn't even go out. Like
I mean,
I'm gonna be
like
giving
what Carisha said. You ain't handicapped. You just pregnant.
I feel like I'm gonna be so tired, like unbelievably
tired. Don't claim
tired.
That over here. You'll be surprised. You never know.
That, you know, I have one little snafu and I was like,
you're gonna have so much energy.
And I was
energy.
Tired as shit and I never did, you know, it was only
you might
one
surprise
month.
Yourself.
Like,
yeah,
wow.
You're gonna have so much energy, mama.
I don't, and I was a young thing. I was young and I was like falling asleep on the train and shit. I was like, good grief. So, no, you are a trooper.
You're a sleepy girl.
And I'm also just naturally a sleepy girl. Mm. I'm like,
we love our naps.
Love a nap.
Ooh.
We love a nap. So, I mean, summer is kind of dwindling down.
Ow, ow. And don't stop the party, though.
It don't stop the party, because now we just move things
indoors.
And so we actually have a guest with us. We're going to play
another
some games.
Another two-timer.
Another two-timer.
Not too many of those.
Right.
The biggest.
Okay. The biggest purr.
Right. The biggest purr. The
listen.
Dog. Right.
She got many you know, names.
So many. Gucci Mane.
TT Mane. Gucci. Big purr.
Not big
what
purr.
What am I leaving off?
I'm screaming.
Maine.
Yes, Maine. Her real name.
Her real name.
The guy. Right.
What's
yes.
up, Maine?
Hey, y'all.
Hey,
welcome
Maine.
Back, baby.
Appreciate y'all having me here.
Yes.
Well, I sounded so country right that- there.
Appreciate y'all halfway here.
Appreciate y'all.
That Maryland came out.
Like, where did a little curtsy.
Where you from?
She did a curtsy. So I feel like we all do this. This is kind of perfect. Maine just came to just
hang out.
Yeah. And we're like, sit down. We're actually doing like, we're doing what we naturally do. We're doing a little fun, little game night.
Yes.
Hanging out with my girls.
Yeah. So shout out to
Lyrically
Correct. A music trivia game, 90s and 2000s hip hop, R&B edition. Perfect. Because if it was rap, you would have lost me.
I could do a low 90s rap.
So, okay. So the back of the box. Sure, you can hold a note in karaoke, but when it comes down to it, do you really know the words? I don't. Like, I just, let me be clear. I don't know the lyrics to anything. Lose. Like, nothing. So I'm
right.
Gonna...
She ain't even played a game yet and already thinks she's about to lose.
No, y'all know I really don't know the lyrics to anything.
Well, you a subtitle kind of girl.
Subtitles.
Well,
no,
I do subtitles now.
I look up the lyrics to every song. Yeah. Like, if it's really my song. And that's why I said Apple.
Oh, yeah, you did say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Apple. I'd be writing Apple and in Spotify. Like, as I'm listening to a song, I'll, like, listen to it. Look at the lyrics. Let me finish the instructions. But Lyrically Correct is a head-to-head trivia game to see who really remembers the lyrics to some of your favorite songs. If put on the spot, would you be able to answer a question about that one line from that hot song you loved back in the day?
Okay.
I guess we're going to see.
Should I keep score?
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Oh, we playing.
She's ready to play.
Oh, wow. No, we playing. Giving,
she pulled her competitive bag out.
Listen.
Right. We deep in the competitive Birkin.
Right.
Competitive Birkin.
Okay, I guess that's what we're doing.
I guess that's what we're doing.
We can.
No, we are. Come on.
Oh, right. Ooh. Who wants to kick it off?
Me.
Oh, all right.
The guest of the show.
Okay, so really quick. Is this topic off Cantor, okay. Trey Songz.
I'm sorry.
Is he allowed?
We can keep
wow,
it.
Wow, we're just getting into it.
Straight into
like,
it.
Right. Well, what is the question?
I mean, it's about a song. I'm just saying.
Are we going to answer the question to the song?
Not in support.
No,
Because it's very visceral with R. Kelly. You know, it's like, R. Kelly, like the tribute.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, wow, yeah.
So I just want to know if he's made it to is his he R.
Off,
Kelly.
Is Trey Songz off limits? I'm obviously always in support of the victim.
Absolutely.
Right. Absolutely.
And I don't think we can, and what, you know, if Trey Songz has, whatever they say he did, look, he probably did do it because there's a lot of people that have
come out. And made, there's videos as well.
Yeah. But at the same time, I think, you know, with some of them being, I guess, accusations, like R. Kelly has gone to trial.
Convicted.
Convicted
in
through
jail.
In jail through a trial of his peers. Like, no, I do not listen to R. Kelly, but, you know, I mean, I might still listen to a little Trey Songz.
I've heard a song.
I've heard a song or two.
Okay. All right. You know, I just want to make sure.
Well, I mean, perhaps
thank
we
you
should
for
skip
asking.
It. Perhaps we should skip it.
Nacho left me out
she's
there.
She's so politically correct.
The girl.
The fuck? You can't answer a question of a lyric.
What is your take on Trey Songz?
I think it's similar. Like, in terms of the accusations against him, I even asked, you know, I forget what they were. Not necessarily forget. I knew that it was kind of rooted in sexual assault and assault against women and staying with the victims and that whole thing. Mm-hmm. I haven't hit play on like an album, but like if a song had came on, I'm sure I probably sang it and then realized, oh shit, I'm probably not supposed to sing this and was still singing. But the full cancel, I'm not playing, no. Like I haven't played an album or a song.
I haven't really played it.
Yeah.
He also forgettable, so I don't, he could be out of my Spotify.
All right.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
In your opinion, that Trey Songz album when he got
ready?
The tea.
I remember that one too.
Cake. Cake opens the album.
Opens it cake. Wide open.
Cake. I shouldn't have sang it. Yeah. But yes, that was my shit.
Yes, no, maybe.
Yeah,
same album.
That was my shit.
That album was a masterpiece.
The one before that one.
I like
the
Trigger.
Trigger. Yeah, it was Trigger. So I never got into early Trey Songz, oddly enough. But them deep Trey Songz albums, you know.
Chapter five,
nigga. Me and Daryl, like, Daryl Reed, he.
This is a whole Trey Songz promo. So read the question.
Okay. All right, you're right.
Y'all, the
girls Trey was like, Songz no, cancel. And then was giving him promo.
No, we were just talking about earlier albums. We were talking about what we still listen
now
to.
Now niggas
Trey Songz.
About to go press play.
Trey Songz does not want to leave, but what does he got to do?
Go right now.
I'm gonna get that to G.
Yeah.
Don't give it to her after she just did all that. That's my motherfucking point.
I'm just saying.
Not that's my point.
Wait, what are we gonna do though if we get it at the same time?
I mean, I heard You can. I think you can hear who answers first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So go. I guess go this way.
This way.
You,
okay.
Yeah.
So I'm next. Okay. Trying to find a more difficult one.
Ooh.
Outkast said they're this type, or they're the type of people that do what? Outkast said they're the type of people that
they get
do
down
what?
Like, oh fuck.
Oh, we the kind of people choice. make the something something be something. Aha, uh-huh. It's Rosa Parks.
Yes,
but
you just had to make the.
We
trunk,
the kind of people make the.
The trunk go.
And okay,
y'all was getting out. Trying to let you get there.
It's
okay.
Like you gotta.
We need kind of people little, make the thing. Club get
like
crunk.
A time.
Damn, yeah, we need a timer. Okay,
all right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. See, that
was a free. All right, G. Why you had to open up with a heart?
Right,
I was. I'm
right.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna do a timer. Am I next?
Yes. Well, read your question. Yeah.
All right. And it's all about the Benjamins. What was Diddy's 3-course meal?
Spaghetti,
lobster,
fettuccine,
and eel.
I thought it was veal.
Veal, yeah.
Well, can somebody read me all three?
Lobster, fettuccine, and veal.
Okay, well, she get it.
Okay.
Why can't Deborah Cox and Arl be friends?
Because they're still in love with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
What size draws does Maya wear?
4.
I know that's right.
That's a good question.
I'm dead.
That's funny.
That was. I remember listening to that lyric and being like, why did she put this in the song?
Why? And why? Now being older, it's also a tiny little ass.
That's a little ass.
And not I remember a tiny little ass.
What? She was in high school?
Yeah, yes. She was in high school.
At Roosevelt.
Yeah. Yeah.
In Maryland.
She was in high school. And why, yeah, like they were, I mean, obviously teens were fucking, but like,
why
she
is
was
that
reading,
in the lyrics?
Yeah, why is it in the lyrics? I was like, the girl was very tiny to wear a size 4.
Mm. I was just like, and I remember at my young age being like, this is a wild ass line.
Yeah.
It's very wild.
It is. It was. Yeah. It definitely was. Hold on, I have a question for y'all because I feel like we've talked so much about New York and like hospitality and hosting. Mm-hmm. What are you serving for your game night?
Oh, well, I love tequila, so it's definitely given some sort of tequila drink. But I know it's getting a little warmer, so the girls probably want some wine. You
well,
know
it's getting cooler.
Cooler, mm-hmm. Cooler. We know the girls love a good wine, so I'm gonna do something tequila based and give them a little wine too.
So you're the girls are fucked up. There's no
food. You said it's game night. You said it's game night.
So there's no food.
Oh,
so the girls
food.
Are just fucked up.
The girls are fucked up.
That's funny.
The girls are just fucked up.
The girls are fall. Okay. The girls got an Uber home, or they're spending the night.
They're living the woods.
Like
right.
So they definitely need a base before they leave.
They need a little something, something. You know, what y'all want? Some pizza?
Just give an Uber. Wow. Something got to happen.
He was just giving tequila no food.
You are really giving. We have talked about these damn housewives every episode of New York. You're literally giving.
The housewives.
You would be giving.
That, yeah, like, y'all didn't eat before
what
y'all
was her
came?
Name?
I'm right,
like,
I
mean,
Jenna?
It's
chips.
No, that wasn't Jenna. She had the cheese spread.
Oh, she sure did.
Yeah. I can't
think
remember
of her name.
I'm still going to Costco, get a couple of little noshes. You know, I'm going to put a little spread out.
Okay.
Some
okay.
chips.
A charcuterie board.
Because the doll loves a chip.
Yeah.
So there's going to be some. And I love options. So it's always going to be options, chips.
What kind of chips?
You're going to have your regular Utz, because as a Maryland girl, we do Utz with some French onion dip.
Okay.
Not French onion dip. Is it the
Auntie.
And it's probably the Utz French onion dip. Like,
it is.
Very specific.
Matching brands.
And it's that's tacky to be getting Lay's dip.
I'm hot, y'all.
Yeah,
I ain't seen that dip in years.
In years.
You ain't been to my house, baby. That's all right.
You got Romel dip. Oh, my God.
It's every time.
Are you serious? I'm screaming.
Yes, in my mama's house when we have that cookouts.
Chips
and
dip.
I love that. I ain't seen that shit forever. I got to taste it now.
I know.
And some, you know, honey barbecue, of course, you know. Not the regular barbecue. And then the sour cream and onion, the ripples.
Okay. Mm.
With the ripples. With the
it's ripple. Definitely, those are better, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, with the ripples.
Those definitely
so,
yeah, better.
Those, you know, my chip options.
No, okay. Your chip
dip
options go off.
Okay.
They do.
I love it.
They're home.
What do you
I don't know nothing about no odds, but I'm making cocktails. I'm going to go into my bartender bag. Ooh. So I'm going to make whatever it is that you like that I'm able to make. But the girls don't be too complicated. So, you know, I can give you a mule. I can give you a marg. Mm. I can give you a blended drink. Maybe have like a sangria, you know, obviously some champagne. But you're going to have variety.
Okay.
Oh, this is highbrow.
It's high and low because then there's also going to be some weed there. So for my smoking crowd that does not, you know, they may have like a beer or whatever. They, you know, they're more of the smokers.
Okay.
You know, we'll make sure that they have weed and backwoods and all of that, you know.
Another fucked up party house. Okay.
Yeah.
I stand.
You can stay in the guest room.
I love it. No food. You said what?
I didn't say food. This food. It's food. I think it depends on what kind of day it is. I think it depends on what kind of day. Because I may just get on the grill and grill a few things ahead of time.
Cute.
Okay.
It just depends on how I feel. Then we'll have like wings.
Do you like gas grill or charcoal?
I like both. Mm. I like gas for convenience because you can just go out there, turn it on. But I think you get the best flavor from a charcoal grill.
I totally agree.
With the, like, and no lighter oil. Fluid.
Yeah.
Like, I like for you to use a chimney to start the coal and then dump it in. Yeah.
That flavor.
Okay, it's gonna be BBQ cocktails.
Listen, in backwoods.
Yeah,
in backwoods.
You gotta make sure you
we
got
must,
all the
what is a key component of a game night is you must have your backwoods.
Absolutely.
On deck.
An assortment of flavors because the people, you know, you want it to taste like options. What you want it to taste like.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I
options
love that.
Of Utz and your options of backwoods.
Yeah, exactly. Your options of Utz and backwoods. There I love it. Yeah, you need that. Get the party started, okay? Yep. Get the party started.
Okay, TT, what you having?
I am having tequila, little wine.
Okay.
And no one ever drinks vodka, I feel like, so that should just be wasted. And then I only do a few mixers, juice for Maine.
Yes.
And literally, I only buy juice for Maine, and because everybody
and
else
makes,
is soda.
And she makes sure she lets everybody know.
Yeah, that's Maine juice.
Yeah, that's literally Maine's juice.
But it's some soda up there.
Right, but it's some soda.
But you know what I did discover that is actually a great mixer that's delicious is that Pina Colada Tropicana juice. It is so.
I've never tried it. It's like
oh
white.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah.
It tastes like a pina colada with tequila. It tastes like a margarita, something like that.
Okay.
It is so good. And I put like a little bit of soda water in it. It's amazing.
Okay.
Put us on. Of course, lime and lemon, chips, charcuterie board. I always have chicken wings. I gotta have chicken wings.
Yes, she does.
Maybe some pizza. I don't know.
Pizza's
you know,
a good time. Soak up that liquor, baby.
Yeah, yeah, we need just something very easy. I was like, I can't wait to get the stage in my life where I'm literally catering shit for game nights. That's like, you're having this, and it's like all of the sternals out and shit like that. I can't wait to get to that stage.
But I know.
We'll get there.
I mean, because of the ease, right?
Like, and the money. Like, I'm like, the ease, the money.
Just like, we all showing up together. This is all you did all week is like prepare for this moment.
And
You know, where stress is of, I have to go to another Costco for
to get, to get all the stuff.
This Costco didn't have my odds.
Right.
Like, I just need to get my chips. I need to get my, I need the family bag.
Because people don't be giving hosts enough credit, though, to the point, to that point. Like, when you're putting together a party, it is a lot. Like, you know, and then we all have our personal taste of, like, what we'd want when we get there.
Right.
Baby, you should bring it.
Yeah.
Bring it for everybody.
No, but not even like that. Bring it for everybody.
A cookout. Yeah, because a cookout is very different even from a game night. Like, the last cookout I had almost took me out. And I mean, I haven't even had one at my new place. Like, but I had one in Bushwick that I was like, oh my gosh. Now that, because you got to think like, okay, if you vegan, you got to get some little vegan burgers and then you got to get this, and you got to take that and this and that and the food and the prep. Your cookout, game nights are easy, I think. It's like whatever.
Yeah,
cookouts
just like
a whole other thing that I'm like, because
you
got to
prepare days in advance for a cookout.
Yeah.
Like even
said,
the
Costco
prep of the
runs,
food.
Yeah, all of that.
Yeah, because even just the slightest, like you said, vegans, vegetarians, pescatarians.
Yeah, who eat this?
Like,
who don't
who
eat that?
What?
Right, gluten.
Yeah.
Oh no, y'all gluten.
Now gluten, I'm sorry.
Y'all gotta figure it the fuck out.
You just don't eat the bread.
Not bring your own bread.
Yeah, just don't eat the bread. Yeah, I'm sorry. I draw the line at the gluten free.
Them gluten motherfuckers got to figure it out.
Not them gluten motherfuckers.
Yeah.
All
right. I might be one, and you just gotta figure that shit out.
And I might be one.
You gotta, bitch. I might be.
I might be gluten intolerant, but I'm figuring it out.
Exactly.
That is so funny. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. This is actually multiple choice.
All right.
What time was Genuine home alone? A,
9 o'clock.
B, okay.
Well, maybe don't read the choices.
That's right, I guess.
Wow. I mean, it's giving
get your hat in the game, ladies.
She said it's a competition.
It's giving Family Feud over here.
I mean, it's giving disqualified. I don't know.
And not disqualified. Being ready.
9 o'clock.
I mean, I knew the answer too. I was waiting for my good sister to finish.
You was waiting. Yeah, well, he was being a good student.
Okay. I think if the multiple choice, okay. if you can get them before the multiple choice, you say it.
Of course you're going to say that.
All right.
I'm a lie.
If you get it wrong, you lose
a
point.
But I'm a lie.
Oh,
wow. Spicy.
I like that.
Okay. It's getting kind of hectic.
Okay.
Absolutely. What is the feeling that Cisco just can't turn loose?
Is this multiple choice?
No.
Fuck, I can think.
What is the feeling that Cisco just can't turn loose?
That somebody else is getting close to you.
No!
No. Oh, I could not. I'm thinking, what, Cisco? Okay, I'm thinking. I was literally thinking yeah, Cisco songs.
I was like going through the lyrics in my head. Child.
That should be Drew Hill, I feel like.
It should have been Drew Hill.
I was literally, that was what got me.
That's a trick question, because I was literally thinking, we listened to Drew Hill this morning, and I'm like,
and I just listened to Cisco on the way in here, too.
Wow. Shout out to Drew Hill and Cisco.
The Baltimore Orioles.
So this one, okay. DMX dated 3 girls with this name. A, Brenda. B, Letitia. C, Nikki. D, Kim.
Kim.
Yeah.
Mm. Not G.
Okay.
It was about 3 Kims.
Yeah, it was about 3 Kims. Yeah.
LaTanya and Keisha.
I was like, all of them? All right. As you were saying, I'm like, all of them?
Right.
Mind you, I don't got 1 point yet.
Really?
A damn shame.
Oh my goodness.
Right, you the one
I'm taking score.
Right.
You doing too much?
Oh, let's see. All right. Which magazine did Biggie read?
Word
the
Up.
Source.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
You got to speak things into your life.
Right?
What were we talking about the other day, Dee Dee?
Speaking it to an existence.
Speak it. Listen, I just posted out on my story this morning.
Come on.
Period.
Period.
I was giving, they not gonna get that.
Yeah.
I almost would want to be like,
what is
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll go back to it. Hold on, where was it? How long ago was it that Chris Brown saw the hottest chick that a youngin' ever seen before?
About five minutes ago.
Wait, what?
About five minutes ago.
I don't know what you said.
We were talking to say, and he messed me up.
Okay.
So I said about minutes ago.
That's what I was like. Yes, I was like, about 5 minutes ago.
She's catching up.
Get your head right.
Get your head right, Chris Brown. I couldn't
even. And I was like, I was sick. Shit, that was my question.
Five minutes ago.
First of all, my dumbass is over here singing other songs.
Wow.
And I was like,
that's it, yo.
My dumbass was like, a year ago? Yeah, it was about 5 minutes ago.
And he saw Erica Mena, actually.
Yeah. Which is crazy that Erica Mena was in that video.
That is crazy.
Very crazy.
What did Destiny's Child ask you to pay?
Their bills.
Oh my God, I'm literally not even paying attention.
Get your head in the game.
Yeah, literally, I got my head in the game.
Right, like, geez.
I'm like, 3 head points is not on us. In the game. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wait for you to, you got the score?
Yep.
What does Neo got to change now that he's alone?
His recording answer machine.
Yes.
I was like, damn.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Like, I knew it.
Gotta change my answering machine.
And I kept saying, now that I'm alone.
That's
the other part. That's what it is.
It's actually so crazy, like, right, reading them and you know the line to everything.
Yeah.
Right. But then when you're trying to yell it out, you're like, what? Because I'm so sick. I actually was delving into Neo's discography the other day.
Really good.
And my God, I mean, really I feel like as a songwriter, we don't give him enough credit.
I think Telekinesis is one of my favorite songs of his.
What album is that?
Oh, Libra Scale. It's an album cut.
It's a deep album cut. Telekinesis. Yeah, it's a really good one. He has so many.
Yeah, even his pop era.
I'll never forget just seeing Neo at the Roots Picnic last year at the little R&B and me party in a fucking varsity jacket and sweats.
You said during the Roots Picnic in June?
Dead of summer. Oh, yeah. Remember T, you was with me when we used to...
You know, for some reason, that year is a blur. Remember, I don't remember seeing another art. Who was it? I don't remember seeing. I don't remember seeing Music Soul Child.
Oh, yeah.
That I was like, I don't remember seeing him at all. And I was like, was I there? Yes. And I was like, you're lying. And then Maine said I was there. And I'm like, damn, this memory of mine is, it's crazy.
But yes,
like,
so that's all I think about when I think of Neo's.
I mean, he sounded like he was ready for the game night.
He could never, right. He was ready, right. He could never dress so. Remember, like, he came up with the little fedoras and then he had the vest. Like,
the brimless
that
caps
one
was nasty work.
That was nasty work.
Remember that one picture he has? I think it's from, I actually think it's from, oh my God, not Honey Magazine. I can't think of it. Giant. It's a giant shoot. And he's like making those fish duck lips and he got on the fedora and he's on the floor. It's like
who approved this?
Who approved this? I don't understand.
But that pen shit.
I mean, he has some bops. He definitely got some plastics.
Yeah, he does. Not one in a million.
Right. What was 3-6 Mafia sipping on?
And I'm like, sir, bro.
You see what happens when somebody else is talking, you try to say it. It's like,
sir.
Damn, bitch, she's gonna get all the cars.
The baby is smart.
Good night. Wow.
Your baby is smart.
And I be feeling like I can't answer questions, so I start feel like that brain starting to hit.
Oh my God. Oh,
let me knock on wood. I want to claim that over my life. Okay. Where did Bobby Valentino see her walking?
Down the street on Melrose.
Oh, okay.
I was literally looking at the video. I'm like this.
She was walking down the street.
Yeah. And I was like, down the street. But I'm looking at Daryl like, Bobby Valentino's like, number one fan.
Bobby Valentino Hive right
He's
here.
He's literally like, what's your favorite song? What's your favorite one?
Not BV screaming, shut up.
Tell me,
that did not come out right.
Yeah. BV Hive.
It was like, you know this answer.
Literally.
You know this.
Daryl, this was for you.
This one is just for you.
Like, literally. Everybody else was like this. Like,
and I was like, down the street or something.
All I can see is the video.
Yeah, I don't know that.
And him in
Slow down.
Yeah, him in the window.
I just want to get to know you.
All right, y'all ready?
Yes.
In Baby, Ashanti said his kisses make her lips quiver. When he touches her, what happens?
Shivers. Her whole body shivers.
There you go.
All right, Ashanti Hive.
Definitely.
So we were in the shivers. Car listening to Ashanti. My sister driving, as she's up here visiting me. She's like, listening to Ashanti in New York is something right about that.
Wow. I constantly say that I had a low-key obsession with New York because Ashanti was a Long Island princess. And the first time I ever went to Long Island, I was like, oh my God, that's where Glen Cove Ashanti is from. Like even now, 15 years I live here, if I pass that Glen Cove X, I'd be like, look at Ashanti's hometown. I'd be like, it's Ashanti over there.
My grandma used to live there. She lived there till she passed.
In Glen Cove?
In Glen Cove, yeah.
Yeah, Ashanti, listen, Ashanti put it.
She did put outside Glen Cove.
But she put Glen Cove on the map for somebody that didn't know.
Had no idea.
Yeah, had no idea.
My grandmother actually used to babysit Ashanti.
Really? Wow.
That's cute.
Wow. Ashanti broke up the family.
It was my grandmother's
fault, but but we were kids and she used to give all the autographs and everything to my little cousin who was a baby then and not to me. I'm like, now come on, she don't know who the fuck Ashanti is.
Right,
I'm dead.
You're not gonna send that to your older grandkids.
Right, give me the autograph.
Yeah, she broke up the family.
But I still love Ashanti.
Yeah, Ashanti, I do. Girl. I love Ashanti. Amanti. Isn't she Amanti?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Well, her
not
sister.
Not Amanti, sorry. That is Marla's thing. An auntie, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Her sister has a son. I think her sister has a son.
Okay.
Sasha. Yeah.
Oh, she's an Ashanti fan.
Yeah.
Oh, Sasha, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You.
She had a nickname and everything.
Well, her sister's real name.
I thought it was
Shia. She
had like a little interlude on the second album.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
That's how I knew her name.
I just knew her nickname. I've always just, because they've always called her by her nickname.
Oh, Sasha?
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So everybody's Ashanti fans. We all knew her sister's name, though.
To be fair.
Well, yeah,
we all knew her.
We all knew her name.
Yep.
Okay, where was the party that Montel Jordan went to on a Friday night?
You said where?
Where was the party that Montel Jordan went to on a Friday night?
on the west side.
I feel like I hate this.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's right. The parties here on the west side. Yeah.
That was a song I never knew the lyrics to until like an adult. So I reached for my 40.
And I
poured it up. Okay, yeah. I reached for my shorty and I tore it up.
I didn't hear me. I just said shorty y'all back here.
Yeah, I still don't know the lyrics of that. I reached for my shorty.
That's one of those things like where it's like, I prefer my version.
Yeah, designated chopper. Take the keys to my truck.
Designated chopper?
Designated driver, right?
Oh, I thought you said chopper. Yeah, I was chopper?
Oh, designated driver. Take the keys to my truck.
Like, girl, what?
No, I'm not chopper. I
can't.
What was my girl, Mary J. Blige, searching for?
Real love. Yeah.
Okay. Somebody back in.
No, gotta go back in.
Get the head in the game.
Get your head in the game, Jack.
Hi, it's summertime, so you know what that means. All those pesky little bugs are flying around, and we have just the solution to help. I recently discovered a product, Stem Bug Killers and Mosquito Repellents, rooted in nature, optimized by science. So Stem formulas are powered by plant-based active ingredients, scientifically engineered into effective bug-fighting formulas, so you can fight bugs safely and effectively when used as directed. Stem products are available online through Amazon and in stores at big box retail stores such as Walmart, Target, and even Dollar General or Walgreens. Make sure you visit stemforbugs.com to learn more.
It's too easy.
Yeah, all of these are easy. The ones I got left.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, these are easy.
Well, give them to me, baby. Come on.
Well, give it to me because now I'm not in the game. I got a little cute point.
I ain't going to tell you the scores yet, but you know.
Oh, we clocking.
Not, but you know.
Okay. What kind of superstar was Prize?
Ghetto superstar.
Damn.
You think, say ghetto superstar? Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay. Yep. That's TT's.
Damn. Oh, damn. Wow.
This is giving Jeopardy, y'all. This is getting technical. You know, Family Feud, they'd be like, a thing. They'd be like, you didn't say the type of thing.
Yeah.
Like, now, family done lost 50 bands and shit. Good God.
And you know they hot.
Hot. You'd be like, Siberian tiger.
Wow.
You'd have lost all of it.
Broke up the family, y'all.
Yeah.
Listen, when y'all had that dinner, after the show, like, nigga.
Yeah.
Right.
Why wasn't you supposed to
say that?
Yeah. It's so many, but I couldn't go in there with my family. Like, are you fucking dumb?
Yeah, I would fight.
Steve Harvey be like, all right, now. Like, I could never go in there with my family.
Yeah, my mom would probably be like, stop yelling at me. Oh, yeah, I would be a tyrant. You'd be like, you was the teacher.
Yeah, right.
Literally. Yeah.
So y'all would be the two when they do Family Feud and they go and do the
at the end.
Mm-hmm. Y'all both getting up there.
Oh, the little thing? Yeah,
well,
probably.
Well, no, like, you know, when you got to say
all the words. Yeah.
I don't think that I would. It's too much pressure.
That's so much pressure. It's every intense. Time I used to watch it, that is so much pressure.
And don't not have the number one answer on the board.
Right.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, who the fuck? I'd be up there cussing. Like, who the fuck thought of that? Why would it be a thing?
Because it's a survey. I want to be like, who took the survey?
Where
was the survey taken?
I want to know the focus group.
Literally. What is the top three?
Because this was not on East Crenshaw.
Right. Where? You got my point? Because I'm back in the game, too.
Oh, yeah. The point was on there.
Like, the look, brow sweat.
Get my back.
Come on, brow sweat.
I can't even.
You got my point. How does Juvenile... damn. Can't even talk today. How does Juvenile want to move?
Slow motion.
Damn. Who did I hear?
Me.
I think my mama's favorite song. I know that first. One. Yeah.
Let's do another one.
We can do another one.
Let's do another one.
Give me my point.
Look, let me. If you watch it on YouTube, I'm braiding my
imaginary
ponytail. I'm like, let's do another
Swiping
one.
Swiping bangs, child.
Oh, we skipping that one?
No, I think we should give it.
Her S came out first.
Look at me. I was like. Jay, who got that? Like,
right.
Now she's like running back.
Right. Exactly.
Breaking the wall.
Literally, the wall is right. Jay, who got it?
I am screaming.
Like, who got that one? Listeners, shit. Okay, how long does Jhené want the DJ to play that song?
All night.
Yep. Okay, see, she's back in the game. Okay. See, I told y'all we should have did another motherfucking thing.
That's right.
I was like, we should have did another question.
We should have did another question. Now she's back in the game.
I said,
where's the deck of cards?
It's giving greasy.
You need some more cards, baby.
Yeah, I'm running out.
All right. And Give It to Me, what does Jay-Z say to do with their Prada blouse, Gucci bra, and Filth Mark.
Take it off.
Okay, yeah.
You know I said that first.
They both think they said it first, okay, so maybe between, another one.
Okay, you can do it.
Between a lightning round. Okay, I like that.
Lightning round.
Run that other one back. For crying out loud. The rules are there. Y'all know I'm competitive now. Let me sit up.
I said it first.
Shit, look.
You guys are watching. She is now seated.
Let's go. Lightning round.
What couldn't Missy stand?
The ring.
Okay.
Give me my card.
Oh my God. We need a mic. Yeah, you did say it first, though.
The ring.
That is funny.
I can't stand the rain.
Against my window.
Mind you, I'm in last place, but that's neither here nor there.
What did escape need from you?
Understanding.
That's right.
Understanding.
For 200.
She is on her pins and needles, honey. She was like, I'm not going to miss another one, damn it.
She missed two. That was enough for her.
Daryl, come on, because I've never got a good mark.
That was enough for her.
Oh my God. Oh. I'm like.
All right. What was the first thing that came to Usher's mind when his chick was on the side and said she was 3 months pregnant and keeping it?
Yes, that was good.
Yes, so that was easy. A good one. Wow,
because I'm singing
first
it, and I was
came
like,
to mine was you.
Yeah. Okay,
that was so good. That was a good one.
That was a good one. Short answer.
Ooh. Short answer. That was a good one.
Oh my God.
I'm okay.
Understanding.
Sorry,
I can't even read it.
Okay, Beyonce's happiest moments weren't complete if what?
You weren't by my side. If you weren't by my side.
In my life? Okay.
This is your last chance. Say it again.
If you weren't by my side, my happiest moments weren't complete if you weren't by my side.
By her side.
Okay.
All right.
I was being difficult.
I didn't even realize it was by my
By herself. Yeah, by her side. Was more complete if you weren't by my side. She does say by my side.
Yeah, that's what I said.
She's speaking third person, but
I guess for the question. It's just for the question.
Yeah. Oh, okay. The question was written wrong. The answer was written wrong. Okay. This is a throwback. According to Sporty Thieves, does anybody even remember this girl?
Oh, yeah.
That was Pigeons, right?
What was the kind of girl that is fronting like she can't say hi?
Pigeons.
Yeah, damn.
Uh-oh. I'm like, yeah. No. Y'all like, you got to do another one. That was, I mean, you got it before the question was even asked.
Right.
Yeah.
I loved that song.
That was a good song. Yeah,
pussy ain't worth the Ramada. No, y'all, I remember a kid, my aunt, my cousin told her mother that she was a pigeon because she had three baby daddies. I remember being like 12, being like, I cannot believe she just told her that. Like, I cannot.
She's so funny, according to the song.
According to the song.
Yes.
All right.
Not
known. How did DMX know she was a thug?
Because she had a scarf on.
Oh, damn. I was like, 54 leather size.
On it,
girls.
Okay?
Yeah.
I would have never guessed that one.
No. Is it mine or yours?
It's me. Sorry. What did Erykah Badu say to the fellas after greeting the ladies?
Fellas, y'all all right?
Mm. Fellas, y'all all right?
I literally just said
yesterday. Well, who she asked how they was feeling?
Right, and I literally just said it yesterday.
Did she ask anybody how they was feeling?
No, she did. Ladies, yeah. How y'all doing?
Fellas, y'all all right?
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Are you getting these points, baby? Yeah. I see you pick up that phone.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
The doll is eager to win $1 million of nothing.
Oh my God.
Right. $1 million.
I see you pick up this phone, right. Baby.
To go back to eat a cinnamon pretzel. Ciao.
Brooke Valentine warned you that it was about to
girl
be
girl fight.
Okay.
Okay. She said it before. Yeah, that's all right.
I was wishing she got it wrong.
Wow.
To take the point away.
Wow. Niggas hating on my downfall. Nigga, I'll see Grizzly out this bitch.
I'm screaming.
Niggas is hating on my
niggas
downfall.
Niggas really hating on the downfall.
Wow. Not only did Kelly Price's friend leave with her man, but what else did she do? Damn. I feel like I want to sing it so that because this is what you had to sing.
Left with her man and her pride?
Damn, this is about to be five.
Oh, I don't know this
four. One.
Y'all do.
Two.
What's the answer?
One. She lied, cheated.
Oh, you have to sing it.
Took all I had.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you got to sing it.
Yeah.
You have to sing it.
I was thinking she was my best friend. I was like, no, that's not it.
That's the song I was singing.
I just knew that wasn't the song, but I could not.
Can I ask you a question? Okay, so can we listen to that song? Because someone is on there and wrote it.
Okay.
That's a technicality.
It's a technicality. So.
Because I was going off to ice cream the other day.
Why was I?
Jay.
Because I
remember because I was like, taste my
ice cream date.
Yeah.
It was when they were talking about them ice cream dates. I was like, ooh, J-House was going off. Like,
oh, yeah, they did post that in the quote. Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ooh.
Why are people going off about ice cream day? Take me out to ice cream.
Like,
I'm going to get to know you. I said, I'm not a coffee girl, so don't take me on a coffee date.
But I don't want to. And that feels like breakfast. I'm trying to wake up.
That's cute. And that's like, also, like, I don't want to wake up and meet you first thing in the morning.
No,
like,
ice cream is cute.
Yeah, it's like a cute little walk around in a good area. Like, don't take me on an ice cream date randomly and
cute little area.
But like, we can walk on a hotline.
We can walk by the water or whatever, get to know each other, talk. Take a couple of, you know.
And if we want to keep the day going, well, we can go get dinner, go get something to drink. Like, or be like, I'm all set.
Yeah, it's cute. This was nice.
Right.
I don't know.
I'm a little tired.
The girls.
Everybody is city girl.
Yeah, exactly. The city girls.
City girls are down.
Culture is just not productive for black love.
It's reductive.
It's very reductive.
Because you should be able to want to do these small things, these small gestures to show someone you like.
Yeah,
them.
Yeah. It is what because the big things are going to stop at some point, right? Yeah. Like, you got to think about, like, big shit costs a lot of money.
Everybody
can't marry a millionaire.
But it's also, I don't know you. If we're getting to know each other, like, I might not even want to sit at a two-hour dinner. This is also, to me, the whole conversation about the first date. Like, I don't want to sit, I don't even like getting dressed up. I don't want to put on fucking clothes and do all that shit. Yes, let's just go have ice cream. Like, it's fine. We're literally getting to know each other.
I can put jeans, a t-shirt on.
Yeah.
A little gloss, a little brow. That's call it. A day.
I just want to, I'm getting to know you. Yeah. Like, and then we can go do all the other things, but like, yes, it's fine.
Totally all right, like, don't nobody want to put on some badass heels,
no,
just to be walking around so my feet can hurt.
Yeah, what if I don't like you?
It's hard out here.
Call my girlfriend at the end of the night, like, girl, it wasn't even worth it.
Right.
Yeah. I shouldn't have got dressed.
Yeah.
Save your money, y'all. We don't gotta go on these expensive ass dates all the time.
It is. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's totally fine. Yeah. All right, so this is gonna be the last round, ladies.
Ooh.
Okay.
What's the scores?
Oh, yes.
Y'all want to know now?
Yeah.
Okay, so based off of my addition, we got G with 6 points.
Damn.
We got T with 9.
God damn.
What?
We
can end the game right now. So
we got Main with 6 and Dee Dee with 5.
Okay. Oh, no, we do have, well, obviously, you know, this will be the last round then as the.
Yeah, because somebody
as the silver 10. Winner.
She can get 10, maybe. So we have to make sure she doesn't get 10.
Wow. Right. Niggas hating on my downfall.
She cannot get 10.
Focus.
Not everybody get your head in the game.
I'm not a hater.
Wow.
Ain't nobody hating.
Wow.
All right. What was Keely from 3LW tired of seeing on her pages?
Prometheus. No. Oh, on her pages.
Different numbers and numbers.
Looking at your pages, seeing different numbers and numbers.
That's right.
Hanging with your fellas and fellas.
Hanging with your girl, you always get.
I live with your bitch. Who wrote that? That is the most like ridiculous song to write, though.
Oh, you don't.
Another New York moment. Loved it.
Very Harlem.
Classic.
Took pictures outside of that.
Oh, y'all don't know this one.
That was Harlem, right?
No, it was like 42nd Street, like Times Square.
Oh, I'm like, do y'all know this one? I'm gonna ask it out of curiosity. How often does Black Street think about the girl? A, once in a while. B, on their anniversary. C, all the time. D, on two occasions.
All the time?
Yes.
Yeah.
C.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, that sounded better.
Yeah. All the time?
Two occasions is a whole different song. That's baby face. No.
You said C, I said all the time. You just got it out quicker.
Fair.
All right, y'all.
You're so silly.
We're literally
this
kicking T out the game.
Wow. Who did Fat Man Scoop tell to be quiet?
Chicken heads.
Yes.
That's right. Well,
it doesn't matter. Job, I still won. Shit. And like, I did not get the 10, but I'm like, I still
Shout
won.
Out to
well,
TT
you still
got to
go
women.
Get your question out so we can still get extra points.
Okay.
Okay.
What advice did Nivea have for you?
Don't mess with my man. Find your own?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, find your own.
Yeah. Yeah. Finally found our brother that was down for me. Another. So I'm telling everybody.
He
him
shall
be.
Not be named moment. They,
oh, well, oh, he yeah. didn't write that one. That was Laundromat.
Yeah, he wrote Laundromat.
Okay. I was like, dang, he wrote that.
He just trying to take my baby. My favorite songwriter of all time. Favorite song. Well, outside of Babyface.
The Dream, Terry
Snash. Favorite songwriter.
Oh, yeah. I'm pushing this thing away.
Like,
that was so much fun, guys.
It was.
Thank you, Maine.
What's the round out score?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Because Maine got a couple.
Just
so how
now?
We ending this? Yeah, yeah she did.
Well, I didn't do anything because we was just trying to
I think you had
her.
Two then.
I think but she so got, two,
got
two and you got one.
Yeah, yeah. If you got yeah. two, that means you ended with eight.
Eight. Yeah.
Yeah, and I ended with seven.
Okay. Okay.
Awesome.
Nine. And
the champ is here. You know what?
Go off, sister.
I'm gonna
hear
a song
go off, sister.
To like go out. Look, since we we playing all
yes.
these songs.
Well, this was nice having fun with y'all, smoking
yes.
the backwoods, playing Lyrically Correct.
It was so
I can't
fun.
Wait to actually do a game night with y'all in real life.
I cannot
and
wait.
Do all the things. Oh, hey. Yeah. Well, we are in real wait. Life, but you know what I mean.
The other night when I was researching
Wait, this is not the one. Oh my God, this is not. All right,
Grandma,
well,
what's going on?
Right.
What happened?
This is not. Wait a minute.
What song you trying to play?
I Jay-Z. Oh my gosh, this is not going faring well. Okay, it's okay.
Holla.
Bye. Y'all. Like this is not ending well. Now I gotta find a song.